Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, written by David Check, recited by Dennis Piller. First prayer, last prayer, and in between prayers, part two. Yesterday we spoke about praying on your five fingers. The first is your thumb, representing praise. When we raise our thumbs up, we tell God that I acknowledge Him as God Almighty. I want to tell Him about my feelings for Him. The index finger, thanksgiving. Our second finger is the index finger. And in a bakery, we might point to your favorite confections. So my index finger reminds me of all of the good things God has provided. Psalm 103.2 says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Yes, we might forget some of God's blessings, but we cannot forget all of them. Take a moment every day to thank God for His immense blessings. The middle finger is confession. I'm not going to show you my middle finger, but to me they represent two words, sin and crime. They have an I in common. This should remind us of the danger of putting ourselves in the middle of everything. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In the Garden of Eden, it was not God's purpose to not let human beings know what was good and evil when He told them not to eat of the fruit. God just wanted Adam and Eve to follow His standard of good and evil and not covet the authority of defining good and evil. A thief steals because they consider it good to take whatever they want from the rightful owner. A cheater commits extramarital affairs because they'd rather enjoy lustful pleasure than remain faithful to their spouse and build a happy marriage. It is all about I, me, and myself. So when I look at my middle finger, I examine my heart, confess my sins, and ask God to forgive me for neither submitting to His authority nor obeying His commands. This much and so much more. The ring finger represents supplications. As a married person, I wear a wedding band on my ring finger. It reminds me to pray for my wife and children. Every morning, my wife and I pray together. I have pictures of my children in my home. And as I walk by these pictures, I pray for them. I also pray for others who care about me and whom I care about. I pray for every member of our church staff by name every day. In his letters in the New Testament, Paul repeatedly asked his recipients to pray for him. We should pray for our pastors and church staff and worship team. In all of our services, they lead us to praise God and come closer to Him. I pray for all of the ministries that serve our body. I pray for our youth leaders every day. By the way, class camp started yesterday through July 23rd. That's like the basketball Sweet 16 of our youth ministry. All of us should pray for them and the counselors and the volunteers this week that God would really touch them. Pray the Holy Spirit changes their lives. There is more. We pray for neighbors, friends, and family regularly. Too many prayer requests. Of course, we cannot pray for every person we know in detail all of the time. And when people see that you are a person of prayer, you'll soon receive more prayer requests than you have time to pray for or remember to pray. We may promise to pray for someone and forget about it. One way to avoid forgetting is to pray with them immediately. And if someone texts you and asks for a prayer, pray for them before you put down your phone. If it is someone you would pray for more often, add them to your prayer list right away. If you use a list, you'd know what a great joy it is to check off answered prayers. praying for our country and our world. The prophet Jeremiah told God's chosen people who were exiled in Babylon to pray for the city where God had sent them. For in its welfare, they would find their welfare. Jeremiah 29:7. And finally, the pinky finger. This is my shortest, weakest, and least significant finger. It is also most appropriate to remind me of myself. There are many things I need to pray for myself. My health, my walk with the Lord, and my service to Him. I pray every day that God would help me do His will. That's a lot to pray about. How can I find time to pray? Sometimes I have to take a concise version of prayer. Dedicating a particular time to pray every day is so important. But if saying grace before dinner is about all your prayer time, don't suddenly plan to pray for an hour every day. Start with what you can do and continuously build up that prayer life. We should also be ready and willing to pray any time when the need arises, whether you're working or grocery shopping. A friend once told me she'd pray out loud whenever she was alone in her car, and even closed her eyes to pray when she stopped at a red light. She said she never missed a green light because the driver behind her always reminded her. Find time to pray every day, and pray anytime you can. We have taught you how to pray. We pray now that you are obedient and tap into His power. Amen. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.